Lesson 10. Danger, manatees at play. The subject of manatees takes us far back in the history of both natural science and imaginative storytelling. Manatees have been in existence for 50 million years. This sea animal was probably what sailors were seeing long ago when they reported visions of mermaids sunning themselves on rocks far in the distance. Closer observation of the manatee shows it to be a ponderous mammal that measures from 8 to 12 feet in length and weighs up to 3,000 pounds. Its tapered body, shaped somewhat like that of an overgrown seal or miniature whale, has two front legs and a broad, flat tail, all three of which act as flippers. Manatees live singly or in small groups and can eat 200 pounds of food a day, grazing contentedly on water hyacinths and other aquatic plants. A manatee sometimes may stand up straight in the water, often with strings of sea plants hanging like hair from its head. In the United States, Florida's coastal waters are the manatee's principal habitat. Quite docile by nature, these sea creatures have no fear of humans. Actually, they seem to love company. They allow swimmers to play alongside them, something that is discouraged by game wardens. Florida authorities monitor the manatee population carefully. A recent aerial survey showed that more than 2,000 manatees inhabit the area's waters. Manatees were once hunted for their hides and their meat, but they have been protected by law from this practice for more than a century. Still, the alarming reality is that the manatee population has dwindled considerably in recent years. In fact, this lovable creature, which has survived all these years without threats from predators, may now be on the verge of extinction. The main reason for this is related to the enormous increase in the number of powerboats in Florida. Feeding just below the surface, manatees are often unobserved by speeding boaters who may go blithely on their way, ignorant of the terrible injuries they have just inflicted. Being struck by a high-speed propeller can be lethal. Almost a third of all manatee deaths are boat-related, and the number is growing. Wildlife wardens estimate that 90% of all adult manatees have been mutilated by the propellers of speeding boats. The reasons for this are not entirely clear. Perhaps the manatees have poor hearing and are unaware of the boat's approach, or it may be that they are not nimble enough to get out of the way in time. In recent years, people have become more aware of the plight of the manatee. Laws such as the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act prohibit harming manatees, but more needs to be done. People operating powerboats in areas where manatees live need to be more vigilant. If they were, many collisions could be averted, and speed limits need to be strictly enforced, even though people whose livelihood depends on the boating industry assert that too much regulation would cause economic hardship. One thing is certain, if speedboats continue to operate as they have in the past, the ancient manatees' prospects of survival are bleak.